On our program today, we are going to be talking about Boone Community Theater, and the next production that's coming up is Miracle Worker. Last month, we had a chance to visit Susan Herrick, his directing, and I think Christopher Levi came in with you last time.
He did. I thought he might show up today, too. He certainly helps us out with our set and our building and everything that we're in our new space. So.
Got all that. That's the big part. The new space. And we, at that time, we were talking about the people coming out auditioning and stuff. And you got your cast. And,
I have a perfect cast.
Perfect.
Yes.
Perfect.
They
you
are
guys
perfect.
Realize you were perfect.
Wow.
Well, Gary's back here. Go. Whoa. anyway. Okay, let's start with it. Auditions, again, this is Miracle Worker, folks. The production is going to be Miracle Worker. Half a dozen performances coming up later this month. And let's talk a little bit about the cast. Who all's doing what for you?
Well, the characters are amazing in this. There is no small part in this. Mm-mm. Everybody seems to really, you know, have a huge piece to do. Obviously, Ann Sullivan and Helen Keller are the two main people.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the wonderful Ingrid,
mm-hmm.
who is playing Helen. And you remember her in Matilda when she had all kinds of lines and all kinds of things to say and do. This one, she has nothing to say.
However, she has to play a deaf mute.
And she, you know, I look at her on the stage and you would swear she was blind. You look at her and she does something with her eyes and she just seems to be blind. She's doing a great job. And between she and Annie Sullivan, who is Michelle Jacobson, the two of them are incredible together. So, and they do some knockdown, drag out fights and all kinds of interesting things happen with that. So, yes, they're wonderful. And then Helen's father is being played by John P.
John's back here. Morning, John.
Good morning.
He walked in to the audition and read, and it was like, oh, there he is.
Yeah.
There's the captain. So he stepped in and is doing a great job. And let's see, who else have I got here?
Gary. Gary's back there.
I have Gary.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been telling people I have the most important part because I have the first line.
He does. He plays the doctor who comes in and first says that Helen is fine at 6 months when she has this terrible high temperature. And then it's not too many minutes later before they discover she's not okay.
Okay.
Excuse me.
All right. Again, so they're on here. Now, one thing we have new, at least new back over here.
Uh-huh.
James, or Dale's going to play James on this.
I am, yes.
First time, I mean, with Boone Community Theater. Is your first time production, or have you done theater before? Or?
Well, I did. Last time I was in theater was in sixth grade, uh-huh. and I was the narrator in my elementary school play. So it's been a while, so we're shaking the dust off. And I'm actually Ingrid's dad in real life, so it's a rather unique experience to play her brother, half-brother, in the play.
All right.
But great fun.
What did you think? Did you know he was going to try for it?
He didn't really try. Susan just kind of called him, and she was like, hey, would you maybe like to play James? But it's really fun to have my dad on the show because I get to coach him.
Yeah, there's that. Well, before, you would never let your mom and dad come and watch you rehearse.
Mm-mm. I just like them coming now a little bit. Well, I can't really stop my dad because he has to be there.
He has to be there.
But sometimes I like my mom coming just to give me any tips on playing a blind and deaf person because I've never done that before.
No. That's a whole nother challenge for you, isn't it? Yeah. And who's over here?
Corey, he's great. He's plays Percy, who is the young servant boy there, and he comes in and out on several places, and also we're using his background voice as Annie's younger brother.
Okay. All right.
So
you get to keep pretty busy.
I do.
Yeah.
It's quite fun because I get to be a servant boy
and a kind of like background voice.
How for you, is this your first production with Boone Community Theater?
No, I've done multiple productions before.
So came in pretty good. Actually, just most of them outside of Dale.
Yeah, most of them we've seen before. Although the woman who plays Kate plays your mom in the show.
Amy.
Amy, I had never met her before.
Okay.
And I believe she's done some theater way back when sometime, but it's been a while. And so she came in an audition and just was perfect as Kate, so. And right. She stands up to the bully dad a little bit.
So, John, what attracted you to this production? Let's give him a mic here. You can pull that one up.
Well, like many people, I've seen the movie, and it's such a redemptive film. I mean, it's such a beautiful movie, and I thought, wow, here's a chance to maybe be in the play and really experience it three-dimensionally on my feet, and I'm so fortunate to have been cast, and it's just a joy to watch the rest of the cast, especially this one, Ingrid. Yeah. She is amazing, and Michelle is amazing too. And well, the whole cast is. Yeah. It's really just a bunch of people that come together right at the right moment and the right time, and it's a joy to rehearse. It really is.
And you started rehearsals almost right away, I think, didn't you?
We did. We were jumping on it because we knew we had a lot to do. And we've got the set put up now, and we've got the pump working. The pump, which actually pumped water the other day, which we were very excited about. So,
And we point out Christopher Levi is also in the production, too. So.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Just because there was a part. Well, it was pretty hard. I mean, I'm guessing for a lot of people, yes, if they've seen seen it before or anything, really attracted a lot of attention for it. So, Ingrid, you were a tormentor of the blind woman last time, and Wait Until Dark. But what about this one? Learning to play a blind child. How was that?
It's quite difficult, because when I was in Matilda, if someone skipped a line or something, it was a lot easier to just like know your next speaking line. But for this one, it's a lot more blocking, so it's a lot harder to jump ahead in the blocking than to jump ahead in a line. So it's quite a challenge.
Mm-hmm. Because you have to have that non-look, I guess. What do you call it when you got to have? Because didn't she have sight as a young child? And
for the first 6 months of her life, yeah, she was totally normal. Then she ran a very high fever, which took her vision and her hearing.
Okay, so here you've got to not see anything. How do you do that? How do you again put that look on so that people believe that she's blind?
Well, I kind of just cross my eyes just a little bit, but not too much. So everything is a little bit fuzzy as well. So that's kind of hard to see a little bit where I'm going. But now I'm kind of getting to know the set better. So it's a lot easier for me to do that now.
Okay. So still the challenge to do all of that and not say anything, just react, right?
Basically, yeah, except I do have one word to say, but you'll have to figure that out when you come.
Okay, when you're there. Michelle, I know, was excited about an opportunity to try out for Annie. And
of course, she's wonderful at that. But you know, Annie also was blind at one time, and so she wears dark glasses and has a little trouble. When she reads, she holds things really up to her face so that she can see them. So, so you know, the father, the captain, he was like, well, you've really done a great job. Now we've got two of them here that can't see.
He can just get involved with that, too. So.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about, because you are in your new location.
We are.
You've got, everybody was, if they weren't probably rehearsing, somebody was helping move move things and get located there. So are things coming together? Your set coming together and things like you said, the pump works. So that was
pump works. The set is pretty well done. It needs to be painted yet, and there are a couple of things that still need to be tweaked. But it's nice to be able to work on the set while you're rehearsing.
Sure. So we have that, and you got a regular schedule for everybody when they're available. You had to throw the Labor Day holiday in there, of course.
Yeah, so. Well, but we all decided we would come here and
be on the radio.
Yeah.
That was good. Thanks, by the way, because it would have been real me talking to myself.
Well, we're excited to do that.
You've got another group of young children that play blind girls, or part of it? They're part of a school, I'm guessing.
We have five girls who play blind girls, and they are all a part of one scene, and Christopher Levi is the head of that school, and he sort of ushers them around.
Okay.
It took a little while to convince them that they're blind, you know, because I would look, and they'd be looking around, and I'd say, no, guys, you're blind. You can't be looking around at the ceiling and whatever else you're looking at. So
people need to realize that, yeah. So, all right, so we've got all of this going on. Again, the production's coming up Thursday, the 21st. First of them will be 21st. All of them are going to be, evening, 6:30?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
Yeah. 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 28th, 29th, 30th. So it'll be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Okay. And let me guess, James does have speaking lines.
I do.
Okay. And what do you get to just say? She gets everything or what?
Well, I'm kind of a cantankerous half-brother that's kind of jealous because she gets all the attention. So I am by nature, my family would call me more of a game show host personality, but I get to do all of my repressed, cantankerous, snarky comments. So this is, I'm really a handful. So.
Well, and your father's not very good, too, either.
I was gonna say, be quiet, Jim.
Yeah, he's got issues, too. So I got it coming at me from all directions.
Everybody's picking on you. That's it. Are you still having a good time with all of us?
I am. I had four older brothers, so I've been picked on far more in my life than most people. So it's been fun, and hopefully I've tried to, you know, not shame good Ingrid when she's doing her part. Okay. So I'm trying to keep up.
Yeah, be careful, because there could be another time you're with her and she might have a different part.
She's a good coach for me, so she's awesome. Super fun.
Susan, a couple of quick things that we need to pass along. First of all, Theater Now has come back to offering some season passes.
That's right. Well, it's like a punch pass.
Okay.
where you buy, I think it's $60, and you buy punches that are worth $5 apiece, and you can use them for shows, or you can use them for, well, anything else that we're selling. So,
okay. So, and those are available. They should come by 7-Eleven store. That's the new location,
folks. The location. And on Thursday nights, if you come anytime between 6:30 and 8:30, you can pick up your punch pass there.
Okay, so that's going to be one of those.
Mm-hmm.
One of the other things is it Viney or Vinny? Viney. Kesha's part.
Vinny.
Vinny's. Kesha's part.
Uh-huh.
Who was blind last time and was tormented by Ingrid, but just saying. She also will be directing the next production that's coming up. And she's got auditions coming up for that. They're going to be on, Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday right
this week.
Yes.
6 o'clock in the evening, Saturday, 12:30 in the afternoon at 7-Eleven Story. And once again, if people want to find out more about it, it's going to be the Swan Princess. A lot of young people involved with that one.
Should be. A little music.
Under 15 and over 16 and, music and everything else.
Yeah.
Go to the Boone Community Theater website. That's a good place. And check on auditions. It's right there.
You bet.
All the details and information and how to make contact if you need it, too. So.
Sure.
All right. How are we doing?
We're doing well.
Okay. We've got all of that and more rehearsals coming up. So, stage preparation, that's some of the final things. Do you need other people?
Always. We had to find somebody to head up the props because there are a lot of props with this. and things that, that come off and on the stage. We'll need stage hands, mm-hmm. ninjas to move some of the set pieces around. And mm-hmm. most of the set is, well, it's a shell.
Okay.
Because it's a lot easier to imagine what's going on in your own imagination if we don't encumber the stage with all kinds
sure.
of stuff.
Sure.
So there'll be in the third act, there is a summer house which will just appear on stage.
Okay.
And so then we'll have stage ninjas bring everything out for that. Because at one point, Annie just insists that she have Helen to herself. Just leave me alone with her and let me see what I can do with her. Because she's really kind of a wild child when Annie gets there.
Well, I'm guessing.
Well, if you can't see and you can't hear and people haven't bothered to do anything to
help
discipline you, yeah. Then yeah, you can be pretty crazy. So,
yeah. And did you like that part? Anger.
Yes, that part is very fun. I get to be able to do some stage combat with Michelle, and she's doing pretty good at that, so that's really fun to do.
Didn't accidentally punch her, did you?
No, I never did.
No. I think she's done some of this work before, I think.
So yeah, well.
So
sure looks like she does.
Yeah, she swings a good roundhouse at her one time, and you think, oh, she's going to deck her for sure. And
yeah.
They manage to do it so nobody gets hurt.
Nobody gets hurt.
Yeah.
Susan's big fear. Oh, no. Let's not lose a cast member.
Yeah, we don't want a cast member flat out on the floor.
All right. Still got rehearsals going on. And again, the performance is coming up. And people, if they want to get tickets, something like that, especially the passes, they can pre-purchase tickets.
You betcha. Come in on Thursday nights and we'll be glad to sell you. What you need.
The pass, the ticket, whatever. Are we looking same price for performances, things
yes.
like that?
So. Yes. We looked at that for a long time, trying to figure out if we wanted to up the cost, because mm-hmm. obviously, with the new space and all the things that we've got to pay for, it was. But we decided we want to keep our audiences coming, get them in so they can see what we're doing, and then if we have to raise our prices at some point, maybe they'll be a little more understanding sure. when they see what we're doing.
Sure. Got a lot of space to take care of. And you get all that storage to work
you
on,
betcha.
Too. Said even you got to go downstairs and rehearse for some of it. So
yes.
Yeah, additional space to go out there and do things. So, all right. I was going to say, we've got Corey, how you been doing with this? You're liking all the work that's going on so far?
Yes, I am. It's it's quite fun.
Is this one of the toughest productions you've been in, or have you had some that have been harder?
I would say the hardest one would probably be Matilda.
Okay.
Because I had two roles in that, and I had to like sometimes leave scenes early to go change into my next character, and that was really challenging because I had to do really quick changes.
Okay. So you had to stretch. Ingrid had to stretch her parts. So just because you didn't want them coming back in half in costume. Yeah.
Okay, no. These two have just been amazing. It's fun to watch them and work with them. Sometimes when you have younger performers, they don't have much discipline. Mm-hmm. These two are very disciplined, and they really pay attention to what they're doing.
All right. Again, for Boone Community Theater, the production's coming up, Miracle Worker, and it will be on September 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 7 in the evening, each evening, an evening production, and again on the 28th, 29th, 30th, and of course, people need to remember, it is in the new location. It is at 711 Story Street downtown. Pretty easy to find. Yeah. Plenty of parking around there. I think you can go both ways.
Yeah, in the
ways.
Evening, and shouldn't be a problem. And I lots of space for people to see and sit. And we're just so excited to be in a new space, and I think people will be excited to be there.
I mean, there were things that were good about 705. It was very intimate setting
oh,
there.
Oh, certainly.
But this gives you space, and you can also make it.
You
do
bet.
What you want to do.
You bet.
So, and we're looking forward to that. And again, as we said, auditions for The Swan Princess will be coming up end of the week on Friday and Saturday. Again, at 711 Story Street, you can check online, booncommunitytheater.org. Easy way to do that if you want to find out more about the auditions for that. You'd like to be a participant in that or have a child that wants to participate. And otherwise, good luck on the rehearsals and getting everything to come together. And people come in and buy those passes.
Amen.
Season passes. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you, everybody. Ingrid's gone. Yeah. That's like in your performance there. You just make motions. You say goodbye. Jesus. Thanks for coming in, everybody.